For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
You know, they ask somebody, how come Behaleischa ends with a ches? So he says, a remez of the Leirus Chanukah. You know, the famous Ramban. The Ramban says that Rashi Zoktok, that Aharon was upset that all the Shvotim, the Nasi brings a korban and Levi left out. So Ben is not upset. So Chogol Zatzumaktim Saleh. So the Ramban says a remez on Leirus Chanukah. So therefore, this guy said that's what Mahalis was mitaches. End of joke.
Good.
Okay, from else of this. But Ramban is richtig, so Ramban is there. Okay, now. Weiter after the beginning noch wegen keinem. Then all geht sich a parshim and levim. Yeah, parshim for levim. Yeah. Parcel of him. The parcel of him, I mean, the Levim, of course, they were Nifchar after the Maisra Egel. After the Maisra Egel. Now, the Maisra Egel is the Rebbe Chazei. The Gemara says, Ein Ashkina Shera be Yisrael. The Gemara, the end of Maruba, but we come. Ein Ashkina Shera be Yisrael. Pachas Mishnei Alofa Mishnei Ravavis be Yisrael. Must be a minimum of 22,000 as all sign Ashros Ashkina. Ashros Ashkina. So, Tetzel says, Shnei Alofa Mishnei Ravavis. You mean Shnei Alofa 2,000 plus Shnei Ravavis, plus 20,000, 22,000. Oh, but Tyson says you can't say Schnell of Merivovis 2,000, 10,000, that would mean 20 million. There weren't that many Jews in the Midbar. This is okay. The Shita Mekubetsa says, don't remember, there were 20,000 Jews in the Midbar. If you count not only from 20 to 60, but count the women, and the people under 20 and over 60, and the Erev Rav, Gam Erev Rav Olitzom, there were 20 million Jews in the Midbar. Look at this. Obertesus, Azek the Shita, Obertesus Halsach, there were not that many, there were millions, but not that many, but B'melech, you need to have Shnei Alofim, Shnei Revavim, Mishwah. Now we understand by the Maaseh Egel, if the Jews went and They heard that my ben Hasina and Lechem Shem Lekecha, so it was here to make an eagle. So who is left? Comes close to the Gansar. My ben Hasina was Chassid Shalom tells us the Levim, 22,000 Levim, they remained loyal. So therefore, the Ashros Ashkina ben Hasina was not just for a moment. Fakir was little voice. Because the Levim, they're the ones that were loyal, they remained loyal. Therefore, they were chosen that the Levim, Yerush Techel Yakir, Rosal Yisrael, Elam Void. And the Rambam says, Levim never were able to be Zohar and so on. Levim was fine. So the Levim in this parsha, we can't go through the whole parsha, but it's very important, I mean, to understand that. But the Tafkin, the Levim, they're the ones that the Torah was given mamish to them. And of course, through them, the whole cloud is soil. But they are the ones responsible for the Levim.
Weren't there 22,300 Levim?
Yeah, the Chavadigus? Yeah. A minimum of 22,000.
The Torah says, in a Shechina Shorah Pachos, Shnei
Revavos
Shnei Alofim,
should
be plus 300.
No, but Gemara is referring to Levim. But because it is the Shnei Alofim, Shnei Revavos, versteht man dann, dass der Maimon HaSinai wasn't Chassid Shalom just a temporary, it was a little voice. In 20,000 over the Chavadigut, Then, of course, there's the posik that Tenufa, Vayonev Aaron Tenufa Lefnei Hashem. This is an astounding posik. Yeah. The metal souls. Imagine picking up 22,000 in one day. It's unbelievable. Aaron HaKohen was able to do that. All right, long year writer. Vayevzav Hashem Meshulem Ezeza Shalavim. So Rashi brings us a stira over here by Chomesh Yasim Shono that they were, that the Levim worked from 25 years till 50. At 50 they retired. Another place states that they started at age 30. So Rashi says for 5 years there was like we call him an apprentice. He had to learn how to do all the things the Levim had to do. They had to do the shira, the singing, and of course as taking care of the gates and so on. A lot of work the Levim had. The Levim worked very hard. And then it says, there's again a Machlekes Rashi and Thesis here. So Rashi says, well, Yavazeid, that after 50, it's very too difficult for a man of over 50 to do, carry the heavy boards. Avol Chesahu, Linila Shorim. You go back to could close up the gates for the shir, and he can also sing, litzenagos. So in other words, the Ramban has all shmuyas. I mean, this is a technical thing. You have to go through the Ramban and the Mizrahi here. But we will continue on. Then comes, of course, the parsha of the Jews made a Korban Pesach. The Yasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach b'meyazah. That's another 14 days in Nisan. That's when they made the Korban Pesach. And this was a special one. Rashi says, Kol HaBoyim Shono Sho Yisrael BaMidbar. There were 40 years in the Midbar. They came to the Pesach, one Korban Pesach. Why didn't they bring another Korban Pesach? Huh? Because the Gevin HaRelim. They were born HaRelim, and an oral cannot bring a Korban Pesach, an oral apostle. And not only he can, but his father. If the father has a son, or if he has a father, canon him, and they're not gemalis. So if the boss of the Evet canon, he cannot be a Korban Pesach. So Mel nobody brought a Korban Pesach the whole 40 years. Interessant is, what's the pshat? The Chiyuv Korban Pesach. The fact is, an all, because the Rambam says, who has in if somebody has a shifra kninus? He acquires a girl, a shifra kninus, and she didn't go tzvili yet. She's still a goy. She's not a shifra kninus. So the other cannot bring a Korban Pesach. There is no chiyuv to be table a shifra kninus. An Eved Kenani, the boss of Mechuyev, to marry him. But there's no Chiyah being the table of a Kenanis. If Vanessa's back in Korban Pesach, is a Hasim and Nitzabshat, the Chiyah is Meakiv. They're only the fact that he's a noble that's Meakiv. That's why Chief of Kenanis is Meakiv. Doesn't say something like that. But it seems that the Levim, they did perform the Mila in the Midbar. The Jews were afraid that the climate was very difficult. So Shaila, the Sakona, but the Levim didn't look at it. So they figured they'll do it anyway. The Levim, the Levim brought by themselves, but they're not recorded. The question. Okay, then the Torah says, "Vahi anoshim ashehoyes semeiyim lenefesh olam." There were people that came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? That they were ineligible to take on Pesach. They're tomei. Where were they tomei lenefesh odom? Who is this odom? In Machlekes in the Gemara in Pesukim. Some say it was it was Tainei Oren Shel Yosef. They were carrying the Oren of Yosef HaTzadik, right? And some say that it was Yishor Bar Sofon, the Mitamek events, and not of an Avihu. Not of Avihu, they lost their life on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You know, the Kash of Rosh Chodesh Nisan was 2 weeks before. They could become Toyer. There was a week's time in Tomek. They go Tvilen, and then Azor Eslish Yishvi, for the Eifel of Paraduma. Eifel is already available based Nisan. So they could be Mitara. The Teretz is a Machlekes, when did Nod of Avil die? The Menesef says Nod of Avil, Vahivim HaShmini, Vashmini Shal Nisan. So Taki, the last day was Erev Pesach. The 14th of Nisan is Erev Pesach. That was the seventh day of Yishor Bar Sofon. And Rabbi Kiva Haltech HaZeh. But the Gemara Bechlal is usually only known as Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yotzeit of Nod of Avihu. So according to that, must be a Ramnes Arena for Yisra. Now according, but I'll call upon him, what was the Shad, what was the Tainem? You told me, what come to you? Well, what are you Tainem? What do you want from Meshra Rabbeinu? You should change the law. Why can't you Meshra Rabbeinu? Now Meshra Rabbeinu can't change any law. The Teretz, tells us the Rambam. The Rambam is called Pesel Perikvov. The Rambam says like this. The seventh day of the Tumer was Erev Pesach. And therefore, even though they had Zoya Shlitz Yishvi and they went Tvila, but they need Harif Shemesh. They become Toel after Seisach Kochovim, after Harif Shemesh, after when it's kiyas hachama and it's kachom the toil. Kum tachoyz b'shas to say that when they ate the kum Pesach, they were toil. The only thing is b'shas chitas ha Pesach le tomei. This was the taina of these people. I know she much hoyt to win efshodom. Loma ni gora and the Rambam he was kum Pesach per gvov. So it's the best of pshas. Posh it. I'm saying it's kindness. Since the fact there will be toya b'shas achilas of Pesach, why should be disqualified because b'tomis haschitas of Pesach? And the Yitzchak says, so the answer came back, no. Doz adin, you have to be toya b'shas achitas of Pesach. And then look the Rambam. The Rambam never come back. Kums came the Rive and he says, if that had been the case, that they would be taki toya in the evening, they would have been eligible to eat the Korban Pesach. But the fact is they were Tomei. They never went to the mikveh in Erev Pesach. So they were like a Tomei b'shas achilas of Pesach. In the Chareivim, it's like a Zeir Shver Sefashtein, the whole Indian. But in the Rambam, it's Zeir Gut. The only trouble is, the Rambam is Shver from the Gemara. According to the Chareivim, learned the Gemara, come to Chois Tarkin, once went to a Torah made from there. They would have been kosher. But the Rambam, of course, the case of Mishnah and the other Mephoshim, they already show where the Rambam is Chelik with the Rambam and Yikir Hazin. That according to the Rambam, it's Tarkin, if he's Tomei B'shas Chitas of Pesach, even though he's Tomei B'shas Achilas of Pesach, he's still ineligible. So it's Machlekes the Rambam and the Rambam. The big Machlekes is Pergolam and Pesach. But there's a very important Rashi here also that I want to tell you. They came lifnei Moshe lifnei Aharon. Zogt Rashi, kishneihem yoshvim beis hamedrash. What do you mean Moshe lifnei Aharon? What do you mean lifnei Moshe? First they asked Moshe and then they asked Aharon. If Moshe didn't know the answer, he had to ask the beis hamedrash. How would Aharon know it? Zogt Rashi lifnei Moshe lifnei Aharon. They were both sitting together, and the Shaila came to both of them together. Was that good? Fine. There was a parallel Maise in Parsha Pinchos, but a Maise from the Bnei Slofchot. Huh? No? What's the Bnei Slofchot? But the Kramnolev. Say to us, Vatamedno, the Bnei Slofchot stood, Lifnei Meshe, Lifnei Elozo Akein, fragt Rashi dieselbe Frage, the same Kasche, right? Lifnei Meishe, wach Kachzei Eloso, first Meishe in Eloso, Efshel, im Meishe le Yoda, Aaron, Eloso Yosaya, what do you mean, Muslim, Meishe le Eloso? Eloso the King God now. Elo zogt Rashi, Sareis HaMikro V'Dorsheu, that first they came to Eloso, and then to Meishe. Right? Das ist so krass. Nimm Reb Yashe. Ja. Aber Chona Mishum Belozo Reime, wenn man es am Medrisch oi Yoshwim, wie Yom du das nicht holen. Helps? The second opinion in Rashi von der Chazal, right? Sag ich morgen in Yashnechle, we just learned it in Nafa Yemi. As one man Doma says that he asked both of them together, and one Bandoma says, even though it says with the Meshach, with the Elozo, but the Meshach says, Saris Amikos, Fakers. The order is first the Elozo, and Elozo didn't know, they said, well, that's Meshach. You know, the Frangi, Rashi over there, about it, Bnei Slofron, he brings both days. And over here, he brings only one. Who? Son. In the Tenus, I say, the Gemara says, Dalton, Baba Basra, there's a shaila if chelkin kovid lehil talmud b'mokum harav. If you have a talmud and a rav sitting together, do you dress both of them equally? Or the name? If you speak to the rav, some bizoyan to include the talmud if you're talking to the rav. It's a machlekes in Gemara. It's a chelkin kovid the talmud k'mor rav or not. So the Mele, when it came to Meisha and the laws of the King God was the Talmud of Meisha. Therefore, Rashi had to bring you both days. Both days. Because if Chalkin covered with Talmud Mokim Rav, then he could have asked, they could have asked both. But if any Chalkin covered with Talmud Mokim Rav, they couldn't say the Meisha and the laws of, they're both there. Never mind, they're both there. You don't mention the Lozo. If Meshi is the Rav, you mention Meshi, you don't mention the Lozo. Elomai, if the Torah says that they mention the Fnei Lozo, I'll call Osaris Amikro. You must say that first they asked the Lozo separately. Meshi wasn't there. Then they went and asked Meshi. When it comes to Meshi and Aaron, Aaron is not a Talmud of Meshi. Aaron and Meshi, Rashi says, way back in Vayera, they're equal. So therefore, by Meshav Aaron, Rashi only has to bring the one day, Shneim or Yeshem is from Medrash, and he has both of them. Because those don't shine for Talmud Mokim Rav. So you see Rashi, B'diyuk Niflo, Rashi over here brings that they ask both of them, B'masachas, and the B'nai Slofchot, don't say, Lozo, Aaron is gone already. Rani, Aaron passed away in her heart. Now the just answer is Yisrael, and the B'nai Slofchot come to Zion. Therefore, Dothan not Zion to be, I must say, Saris HaMikrov Doshir. So you see, with B'diuk, with Rashi, with Dagnik, everything. Okay, we get a bit of a writer. Then come, of course, the year of the Machris and so on. Remember that I mean, we should be aware of the chronology of the last year that they were in the Midbar. The last year, the Kitzur name, I'll tell you. 10 days in Nisan is the Yahrzeit for Miriam. Miriam passed away 10 days in Nisan. Then comes, of course, unfortunately, the Mei Meriva, and Meisha and Aaron are told you will not enter into Israel. Father. Then Och gets a bit lighter. That summer, Cheshchedesh Av. Oh, I'm sorry. And Danach comes, of course. Danach comes, of course. Right after Nisan's, right after Miriam passed away, sends Nisan, so they come Pesach. Then right after that, in the summertime, Aaron came passed away. Cheshchedesh Av. It says in the Chumash. The only Yosef recorded in the Chumash in Parsha Masech. Yeah, Danach. Danach he come to us, the Mechamer von Sichem. Mechamer von Sichem, a whole L was Mechamer von Sichem. Then comes this then of course they go to the Royim and Sukkot and so on, and afterwards state van Neifen van Nal den Chaboshan, state noch Sukkot, Pnu Lochem Alechem, so therefore, so the Mechomim with Oig is after Sukkot, the winter time already, and that winter is the fortunate event from the the end of Pinchas, the end of Balak, and the Noach gave the Mechome of Midyon, of same winter. Finally, on Shcheder Shvat, there begins Chumash Devarim. For 37 days, Meisha had the whole Chumash Devarim till Zayin Adar. That's the Kitzur. But here we're entering. We're just leaving. Remember, there was a period of 11 months actually. 11 months in Har Sinai. They came to Sinai Rosh Chodesh 40 years earlier. They came to Sinai Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Then they sailed on Dibreis, and they stayed there in the same spot during the whole summer with the Maaseh Egel and everything, and the Mishkan and everything, and now they built, the Mishkan is dedicated, so it's Nisan, it's Kumtalt, they're not there, the Korban Pesach. When did they leave? 20 days in Chodesh Iyar. They're 10 days short of a year. And the whole year that they're there, I think I mentioned it already, it's like the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says in Tainus, that the whole time they were there, and one time is Chofalef. The whole time they were there, the Shechina was with them, and Moshe Rabbeinu had constant communication, because the sales there was only beginning. See? Yes, a big Rashi here, that's Chofalef and Tainus. Azim to Rashi. But now they're leaving Har Sinai. And they are being ready to enter Eretz Yisrael, right? Before the Meraglim, before the whole Maaseh, getting ready, you know, for a march into Eretz Yisrael. And how long is it supposed to take? 11 days. Achad Osro Yom Echerev. Right, the Pesach is wrong. Rashi said it was supposed to go. Unfortunately, all of a sudden, is a Maaseh mit Miriam. Is the double million in Alamesha, so they lose a little time, and then they send Meraglim, and the rest is history. They stay there for 40 years. But Lulei Zeh, if you look at Baalei score, they're ready to enter as well in 11 days. All of a sudden, they're waiting for 40 years. So therefore, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Vayhi ben Seah Oroin, is a parsha and a chumash by itself. And one Shabbos, just as well. Else, because till now, they're sitting in Sinai and they're hearing every Teren and so on and so forth. Now they're getting ready to enter the soil. All of a sudden, coming to Tzorans, with the Messenim, with the Vayikivos HaTaiva, they've come to Maisim with Bilion, they've come to Maisim with Meraglim, the whole pattern, the whole history, the whole changes, the whole history of the Jews changed. What's the mice? Therefore, this Vahibin Seon is 85 Sukkim, and it's a Chumash by itself, the Gemara says. Gemara says if any Sefer Torah, even if all the Sukkim, all the Asias are gone, if the Pehei Asias, if the 85 Asias left, so Chalel, in case of a fire or whatever, you'll have to run to say this is a thing on Shabbos. It has Kedusha of 85 eights. That's the minimum size of a Chumash. Because the Chumash, why you say on, why is that a separate Chumash? It separates the history of the Jews, where it's supposed to be in the Midbar, now it's supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's a nice Chumash, nice parasha. Unfortunately, it became all the Meraglim, and it was stuck for 40 years. But that was the original plan that was gone right away. So what he been saying all along is a separate Chumash, another Chumash in us.
Was das zu pzucken?
What?
To will. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, zu pzucken. Rashi says, so has to be Peronis or Peronis, but because the first Peronis was Vayisu Mehar Hashem. So why was that a Peronis? Because Tesis says Vayisu Mehar Hashem Ketina Kabareach Beis HaSefer. You know, it comes now in June, in 1 or 2 weeks, you know, be all the Chabdorim and all the yeshivas will be closing, kids will run out of school, they rush out, Ketina Kabareach. So Reb Sholem Shadron used to emphasize this. He said like this: when it came to leave the, when it came to leave the Yam Suf, Vayasa Moshe's Yisrael me Yam Suf. Vayasa means he forced them to leave. They were busy collecting diamonds and jewelry and gold and silver. You want to take it easy? You have time to leave. Kumin Dor Abayisai. This is the end of my Ben Hasina. It's time to go. Vayisu Mehashem. Right away they're ready. That's what Tim Galerman says. As they look, Reb Sholem emphasizes this Tinek Amarech Mehashem. So that's why the Gemara says that's the Peronus. They left Har Sinai not because reluctantly, Sashon, the leaves, imagine when we cobbled the Terah, we became a nation, and for 11 months we sat there, we learned Terah from Meshach Rabbeinu, and now we have to leave. Sashon, forget the Yisrael Me'ashem. So the Chazal, they say this is a Peronis. But the Etzem is still leaving, so it's still in the old Chumash. The new Chumash, why here on Kim Hussein, and all of a sudden they complain, they don't know what, they have nothing to eat. The mourners, we don't see what we're reading. We don't see what we're reading, help them myself. Alright, now we get right there. Now comes the difficult part of the Chumash. Vayom Kim Hussein. Huh? A very difficult parsha. Right? The difficult parsha is Moshe Rabbeinu, when they all come to complain, right? Yes. They all come to complain. They have nothing to eat and so on, right? Yes. And what were they complaining about? They lacked a taiva. The moon had all the time in the world, but you don't have a taiva. You need a taiva to eat meat. Taiva. See? So they lacked the taiva. They lacked the will to eat. They eat when you're satisfied. And the Tosik says, you know what? Ammon is a beautiful. It's the best food, the best taste. And Reza Chazal song, any taste you wanted, yeah. But they said, Dilti al Ammon Eineinu. All we see is Mon. When you come in, you know, to a wedding, to a bar mitzvah, and all the tables are set, you know, beautiful. That also, it pleases the eye. And here all we see is Ammon. Dilti al Ammon Ataina. And incidentally, the Chazal have a big discussion whether a person should eat meat altogether. No? Tagmor and Chulim. That's the Maishan. Tagmor says in Chulim, the only people who can afford it should eat meat. The rest of the time, eat milk. You eat dairy. Tagmor and Pelaf Pedalin. Tala Abana. Linda Tera Derecheretz. Teres says like Ki Yachiv Hashem Elokechas Gevucha in Parsha Reim. When you get rich, then you say you want to eat meat. Like Yechal Adam Bosa Elo Tziyavan. Yochal Yikachodim Nashuk V'yechal. Person has no cattle. Go into the market, find a butcher shop, buy meat. Samaleva V'zavachsa Mibkocha Mitzincha. You should only shecht if you have cattle. You shecht them, you can afford it, so eat it. Yeah? Right? Mikano b'losu b'nuzayi. Mishra eslai mono. Was that $100? Yikach lepasei litre yerek. He should buy only vegetables for eating, nothing else. Cook in his pot vegetables. Asoramanu, if he has already, well, if he has a money 100, if he has 10 times 100, 1,000, yikach lepasei litre dogim. He can already afford fish. Chamishimone has already 5,000. Yikach lepasei litre bosor. Then he can afford meat, pound of meat. Meir mono has already a gvir. Yish besul tzera b'chol yoyim. Then he can have every meat, every day he can have meat. He can afford it. What about the yanach? What about the other people? Meir Shabbos, Leir Shabbos. Only Yom Shabbos have meat. The rest of the meat, you eat milk. Omar Rav. The Rav said you should be very careful. If you can't afford it, don't have to have meat every day. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Abe b'mishpachas b'rim Abe. Abe was Rav. He says Rav was a very healthy person, so he could get along without eating meat. Avol kegein anu. Rabbi Yechanan says we are not that healthy. We don't have that much strength. Mishyesh le'peruta b'tzech kisei. He has one penny. One penny can buy meat in those days. If you have a penny, you have enough money in your pocket. Run to the store and buy meat. In other words, the meat is necessary to supplement your strength. The person, you meet people who are vegetarians, I don't know how they exist. You see from the Gemara that today, since we must have meat, there's no excuse that you can't have it. You have a moral right to go out and borrow money and buy meat. Amar Rav Nachman, to gain unu love in the echelon. We have a right, a moral right, to borrow money because the zeros get weaker and weaker. Therefore, you're right to. But it seemed that the midbars of Hashem, they were brilliant, they were very healthy people. They wanted meat. Tiny love meat. It's going to grace a tiny. And Meisher Rabbeinu comes back, right? The Meisher Rabbeinu says, "Hey, Onechi Horisi Azomaz, am I their father? If I'm their father, I have to answer all the needs. I'm not their father, right? And besides that, the Eili Boso, if I could afford it, all right, you're justified. A man comes to me, he needs something to eat, I give him what to eat. Even though I see he's not hungry. All right, yes, we're hungry. But I have the Ma'ini Basel. I don't have the meat. Ma'ini Basel was the Chamazah. Right? When Meisher Rabbeinu told them, I'm going to give them all the meat they want, even for a month's time. But Yemo Meisher, Sheish Ve'yoselef Ragli, 600,000 people, Ragli, in other words, this is the army, Omer Shenech Mikim, and they all have families. Yeah. So where will I get Atzeinu Boko Yishochin Lehem Amotz Lehem? Where will I get so much meat called the Ayam Yosef Lehem? So Rashi brings here, there are two days in this time of Meisher Rabbeinu. The Bakiva says that actually there was a mistake, it was a time of Meisher Rabbeinu. Then Rabbi Akiva says, which is worse? When he said, Rabbi Akiva, where are you going to get so much meat? So many animals or so many birds or whatever? Or was it worse, the Indian from Mei Meriva? Mei Meriva was a cleaner kind of Gabi this. So why was he punished by Mei Meriva and not over here? So Rabbi Akiva, because that's a very important element. Mei Meriva was befarhesia. When you do something, Chilul Hashem befarhesia, that's the worst of all. Here there was a mistake. Meisher Rabbeinu says, Chas v'Shalom, the Rabbeinu couldn't get bright enough. So the test was Betzina. Nobody knew about this conversation. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, I'm not going to punish you, get away with it. Rabbi Shimon says, no. The chet was no chet here altogether. Meisher Rabbeinu didn't say that Rabbeinu Shalom can't provide. He says, you don't know with whom you're dealing. They will never be satisfied. You give them meat, they want chicken. You give them chicken, they want fish. You give them fish, they want blintzes. you'll never get fasik. Now the chet. Do you see the machlekes here of Shimon and Rabbi Kiva? When you measure in a fraction, measure a chet, is it by the chet itself or by the chil Hashem involved in the chet? Rabbi Kiva says the worst of all chatzoyim is chil Hashem. And that's why I understand the shita for Reb Shimon go, different Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that Srefer Chamura Miskila. You can always measure which Avera is bigger than the other one, and you can understand which punishment. So Chachomim say Skila is the worst of all punishments. Right? All Skila Srefer Mukhadik. Why? Skila for Avera Zorah, Chil Shabbos is the biggest of all Averas. Comes again, Reb Shimon says there's a bigger one. Sreifa. Sreifa nitno le bas kein she zinsoy, avio im echalelos. How can be a bas kein, she goes out and she's a zena. Is that bigger than Chilul Shabbos than Aveda Zorah? What's the pshat? Just tells us there's Chilul Hashem here. Because the Kedusha for Yisroel, the biggest Kedusha in the world is Kedusha Yisroel. And who is the biggest scholar by Slava? Yavdalal and Disha Kedushas? The Kohen. She's Mechalal, the Kedushas Kehuna. That's the biggest affair in the world. No bigger thing than the Kedushas of soil. The only ones who uphold the tradition and the Yesha in the world and the Tzedek in the world and the truth in the world is God Israel. We are the only ones. And who was the biggest representative? The Kohen. She's Kimichala Kedushas Kimuna Chilka Chilal Kedushas Kimuna biggest available. Those are Rapshim. Those are Rapshim. But I have here a separate Kasha, a Naya Kasha, I never found anywhere. For Allah Gemara and Kedushas in Sanhedrin. Gemara itself in Sanhedrin. Reb Chanina, Rabbi Shetur, the Bali of Talmud. They were poor people. Came Shabbos. Where are they going to get meat? The Mustutman. Always advised. The Gemara says he should sit down, learn the Sefer HaYetzirah, and create an ox. They could create an ox. And they had enough meat. And the first Gemara, Fregen Chaychev, if Chalil Rabbeishi could do it, there's no question that Meishi Rabbeinu could do it. He could do it ad infinitum, no end to it. So what Fregen Chaychev, boss? We can create enough meat for millions of people now, right? If not, it's a good akasha. What?
You're not
the head of the
vice
versa. For how come
Chalil
Rabbeinu did it?
I don't know.
You don't know. It's not the Derech Nes. Sefer is natural. Have
we got
any
mincha?
8:10. The Teretz Rabbeisai is... The Gemara says in Chulin, the first Perek, in the Midbar, you had no business, if you had an animal, you're not allowed to be shechs and needles. You had to bring a korban shlomim. In the Midbar, you had to bring a korban shlomim. When it comes to a korban, it's not a posseg in Chumim. Sheir, or chesem, or eis, ki yivoleh. It has to be born naturally, then you can bring a korban. If you create a behemoth unnaturally, then you can't bring a korban. So the man of the midbar, there was no eitzah. I say clear. I mean, it's an original thought of mine, but I have not found it. If any of you ever find this, I'll be very grateful. Everyone. But the chalts are good to kasha and are good to tell us, no?
And if we hold the sound of chiru, what's
the lamb? Oh, so I meant after the chalets again, and yelling most, but the coins are not so, you came the chalets again. And it's for Steph, and can I ask you for me to be in my inner bosom? Now, I'm in the bosom, I'll tell myself. I'm in the bosom. Okay. Now comes, at the end of the Sedra, the Maisev, Meshe, and Miriam. But the Zaber Aaron and Miriam...
Miriam,
you're right. But the Zaber, Miriam, Yavra, Meshe, what was the Lashon Hara? What did they say? Yisha Kutsis Lokach. Of course, what can he shekushes? There's a strange comment here in the Yenus Menuziel. He says that, you know, there was a big blank in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu when he ran away from Paro, he was a youngster. Right? Well, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was my mistress. Then all of a sudden, it was Midian, a man of 80 years. What happened? So the Fana Medrash, that he went to the Eretz Kush, and there he was the king of Kush for 40 years. Yenus Menuziel said it, you know? And he was married, officially he was married to the queen of Malchus Kush, but of course he never had relations with Chas V'Shalom, right? Right? When he ran away from Paris, he became Melech of Kush for 40 years, and he had Isha Kush. That's what Yenus Menuziel. But Rashi says Isha Kush is Lokach means Gemiriam. Tzipera, his wife Tzipera, she was a beautiful and special, just like Isha Kush is a special, she's different from every other, so she was very beautiful, Isha Kush. And Tzat Lokoch, and he had no relations with her. And they said, Harakach B'Meshe, what do you mean, Meshe the only person is that he is a Novi? We're also Neviim, and we have normal relations, how come he has... He doesn't have relations with his wife. That's when the guns are started. This is extraordinary. I mean, a sister-in-law takes up to a sister-in-law. That's also to be recorded. Miriam is a sister-in-law of Tzipera. She takes up to Tzipera. That's Titus. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was separated from his wife. And Be'etzem Dalit Latif Zach. Machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says the whole union of marriage, the Rambam said the lesson, Chusha Mishu Shcherpo Hilonu. The idea that a person gets married against him, the marriage, it's a chherpo, but after all, he must do it. You have to have children, family. The Ramban is angry at this. He says, if this is the vehicle, this is the machinery created by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to perpetuate the existence of all of mankind and all the half of all behemoths and birds and fishes, everything. There's not going to cave it, they combine and they combine. So if this is what the Benjamin created, you mean to tell me there's something evil or dirty or whatever you want to call it? Help oil on chas v'sholem. If it's done the right way, for Kedushah, Kedusha. The Rambam includes Zichus HaSirabiyah in Sefer Kedusha. Sefer Kedusha. Verkehrtos Kodesh. Ich wie ich aus dem Sachen schrie das Schuhe benehm. Tag sagt mir, das ist gewendet Teine von Miriam auf Meishe Rabbeinu. If you go ahead, you don't have relations with your wife, that means you consider it something evil, something like the Ramban of the Mutsushilo. Chas v'sholem. Zestach and Leviim, the greatest people, we are married. We have normal. We have a family life. I mean, how come he's on the Chesed and Chas V'Sholem that he goes in the sheet that's helping him? So the Havdol from the Goyim is taken. You know, the Goyim. That's why the Havdol, the priest, the Galach. He's above such things. He never gets married. But what's the? Because they go with this. It's a pagan idea from the Greeks. The size of the Ramban of a Rambam. How do you accept such an idea?
So why does the Rambam put in Kedusha?
What?
Why does the Rambam put in Kedusha?
That's a good point. But the Maisa, the Ramban is like a great time. If a Rambam is looking at Teres, the Rambam is looking at Teres. Reb Chaim Rizki of Lechner Zogen, when you say a terrace, a rivus like the Kasha of Rabbam, talk about a terrace. Then Zalzena, the rivus will not be in the Boris. That's what Reb Chaim. Yeah, it's machlekes. The Rabbam is a different approach. I'm just telling you the approach from the Rabbam, where I understand it. Fakir, Zestachan, the Muslim is Sukkah. In Sukkah state, you don't even bring in a pot that you cooked in, you bring it to the Sukkah. It's a little shame. And Sukkah now, the state verkehrt, a married man can be with his wife in the Sukkah too, nothing wrong with it. It's not Chas V'Sholem, there's nothing evil. Verkehrt. Dosam Gestainus, Aaron and Miriam, verkehrt. But of course, the mistake was, there was a big mistake here. It's mistake was that Meshach is in a special category. Meshach said, Mekaygu and Pirivi Rivio, he has two sons. But Shammai says, Pirivi Rivio, you have two sons, you're Yosef, Arayef Meshach Rabbeinu. Meshach Rabbeinu had Gersh bin Alessa, Pirus bin Isha. So I say, so Meshach is a different category. Because as they did, the Torah explains the whole basic revenue and so on. But by stories and tossing event, the toy is familiar that Zayn and Vuyah, that's a mean Vuyah from Alavim.
The Rambam himself says, Achim Mois Kedeshim, that it's Nimus.
Who?
The Rambam himself says that Achim Mois Kedeshim.
If it's done in the wrong way, Chas V'Shalom. You see that the Torah praises Moshe Rabbeinu, the final and the basic quality of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says, what you're doing in the middle of the parsha, the Rambam hears the Masorat. The Rambam speaks there, you can understand what Lashon Hara is. If Miriam and Leviel, the older sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, she had Kitl al-Bakel, she raised him. She was the babysitter, watched him. And she didn't mean Chas V'Shalom the Roar. She made a mistake. And Moshe Lehikpit Kalal al-Dover. Moshe didn't even mind it. She was upset. She is Moshe al-Mayin. And nevertheless, she was punished. You can understand the people of really people who know it. Trying to injure somebody, you can understand what's in for them for punishment. So the Rambam learns the Ish Meshe Olam Me'ayit to tell you that Meshe didn't bother, and nevertheless the Miriam was punished. Parsha the Pshat, because this is the greatest, the biggest madrei of all people in Kamat, is like say the Meshe Rabbeinu was a none of David. David was a none of. David was a none of. Lech to Asla Yish, it says it's the biggest none of. You have the great, the Marshal says the Maharam of Rutenberg was the greatest man in Ashkenaz. In what was his greatness? He was a onov. The one quality that is emphasized, he was an onov. Maharam of Rutenberg, the guest of the great all the Ash Ashkenaz. The Rosh, he says, was almost like him, Tematsimimimimim. But the central media of the Amitah Al-Khan, and every Chachmi source, the seal of that generation, Gamenev, if you knew him, Gamenev Feinstein, we're no bigger one of than him. Like Seder, Anivis is a basic quality. Vakert Yosetach, and Yerom and Yavot. Unfortunately, what was his downfall? The Gaiva. The Gaiva, the Rom and Yavot. Right? Mi Baraj.
Wisdom
Shal, Yamsu Slema? Yamsu Slema, yes, someone said. Mi Baresh, what's that, Mi Baresh? The Rabbeinu Shalom said to Yerob and Avot, you're such a great man, do tshuva. Ani v'yato ben Yishai netayo ben Ganeden. So, and Yerob and Avot had only one problem, Mi Baresh, who's going to be the first? Says ben Yishai, says I don't want it. So you see the guy there from Yerob and Avot, the Mi Baresh feels the gossip. Because Andres, there's a thief of pshat in the Mi Baresh. I'll tell you what the pshat of Mi Baresh is. The Gemara says, Dovin HaMelech, Lohoy Roy Dovin HaMaisa, did it, Laheres Tshuva, that even a man like Dovin HaMelech, Gemara V'Yisroel, Dovin HaMelech did Tshuva to show you, even a Melech like Dovin HaMelech, he does a sin, even he can do Tshuva. Laheres Loch. Yerovim and Yevot, Chota V'Hechti Yisroel Rabim. So usually the Gemara says, Chotav Echtis Rabbi can do tshuva. But Yerob and Avot was so great, he could be mazal with tshuva, those that he was machti already. He could bring him back. Kum Tuchoy say, his mazregia is gresel from Dovin. That's what he wanted to see, Mi Baresh. The main son said, the Fafal, because Dovin is Dovin HaMelech, so he can't have Bali Baresh him. But originally, Dosk went to Tainer from the Orov of Minga Reich. It's not even a false. But it was called from Gaiva. And Gaiva was the worst thing of all. Also, I'll basically try to have the milk.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.